Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome to our program, Let Us Reflect. Steadfastness despite oppression. Yes, this was the way of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah. This has always been the way of the believers, that despite facing oppression, despite facing all kinds of injustice, they remained steadfast upon the religion, steadfast upon their faith. Examples of this and some narrations to encourage steadfastness despite injustice or despite oppression. Inshallah, we'll share some examples with you, but first, following our routine, a narration which expresses the importance of sending blessings upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Send blessings upon me often, for indeed this is purification for you. This is a means of purification for you." We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this blessed action of sending blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Through Salat ala Nabi, through Durood Sharif, we attain purification. Purification of the heart, purification of the mind, purification of our intentions. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this becomes and remains a means of expressing devotion and reverence for the best in creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Steadfastness despite oppression. We know that in the early days of Islam, in the early days of the prophetic era, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they faced many difficulties, but they remained steadfast upon the message of Islam, the message of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The honorable companions were tortured and persecuted, but they did not leave the way of Islam. The first narration is a very powerful narration about the steadfastness expressed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam through the people of the past. Yes, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam advised his companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum regarding steadfastness despite injustice, despite suffering, despite oppression. This narration is mentioned in Bukhari. An Abi Abdullah Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal. It is reported by Abu Abdullah Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiyallahu ta'ala an. What did he say? He said, شكونا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متوسد بردة له في ظل الكعبة. He said, we complained, meaning the companions, we complained to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم while he had made a pillow of his blessed cloak and he was lying in the shade of the Kaaba. What was their complaint? He said that we, meaning him and the companions, they expressed a request in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was resting in the shade of the Kaaba. فَقُلْنَا. So we said, أَلَا تَسْتَنْسِرُ لَنَا أَلَا تَدْعُو لَنَا. Will you not seek help for us? Will you not pray for us? So the Sahaba expressed this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He responded by saying, فَقَالَ. He said, قَدْ كَانَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ يُؤْخَذُ الرَّجُلُ فَيُحْفَرُ لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيُجْعَلُ فِيهَا ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى بِالْمِنْشَارِ فَيُوْدَعُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ فَيُجْعَلُ نِصْفَيْنِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam gave the example of the people of the past to his companions, and he said to them that from the people of the past there was a person for whom a ditch was dug. He was placed in that ditch, and then a saw was taken and his head was sawn in half. He was sawn in two. This was the example the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam gave of believers in the past. He continued, ويمشط بأمشات الحديد ما دون لحمه وعظمه ما يصده ذلك عن دينه. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam continued to say that iron combs were used to punish them in such a way that these iron combs would enter their body, reaching the flesh and the bones. They, despite all this, they did not turn away from their religion. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this example of how people were sawn in half, how iron combs were thrust into their bodies, reaching the bone, piercing the flesh and reaching the bone. Despite this oppression, despite this torture, they did not turn away from their religion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely complete this matter," meaning complete the religion, "to such an extent that a rider will ride from Sana'a to Hadramaut without any fear, and he will have no fear of a wolf attacking his sheep. But you, however, you are seeking in haste," referring to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This was a means of encouragement for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and also a means of encouragement generally for all the believers. Alama Badruddin Ayni Hanafi, he explains that the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were requesting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to pray for them because of the torture and persecution that they were facing. We know about Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went through so much. That famous account of his when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he discovered that Sayyidina Khabbab had white marks on his back. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu about the marks on his back, and he said to him that this was from the time, the early days of Islam, when he was punished and persecuted. He was forced to lie on burning coal. And he said that the fat on my back, my flesh, my skin, this would extinguish the burning coal. I would become unconscious for hours. After hours, as soon as I regained my consciousness, the first thing that I would say, or I would say straight away, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. This was my very first statement after I regained consciousness. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his eyes were full of tears. And he said to him, "Oh Khabbab, raise your shirt. Let me see that blessed back which was burnt in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." So you can imagine, it wasn't a case of Sayyidina Khabbab and the other companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum not facing any persecution. They were being tortured, they were being persecuted. So it was almost as if in that difficult state, they were seeking a dua from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They wanted him to supplicate for them because of all these atrocities, because of all this persecution that they had faced. Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi alayhi rahma, he comments on this hadith, and he said, "In the past, the believers were punished to such an extent that they were sawn alive. So while they were alive and awake, they were punished in this way that their bodies were cut in two." So, and he mentions that sometimes iron combs were thrust into their heads, and when they were pulled, part of the brain was taken out. I mean, this was the kind of difficulty, this was the kind of suffering that the people of the past faced. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he mentioned these points to the Sahaba to encourage them that you are khairul umam, you are the best of nations. Just as the people of the past, they faced all these difficulties, but they remained steadfast, you shall face difficulties, but when you remain steadfast, the fruit of this will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with such an empire, with such a living, that people will live in safety and people will have tranquility wherever they reside within the Islamic domain. Sayyiduna Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has reported that from the nations of the past, there was a man, a worshipping man, a saintly figure by the name of Uqayb. Uqayb had distanced himself from people, he had segregated himself from people, and he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a mountain or within a mountain. Uqayb heard about a tyrant king from a nearby town who was punishing people, persecuting people. He was cutting their limbs, their hands and feet, and he was disfiguring them. He was cutting their noses. When he heard about the oppression of this tyrant king. With great bravery, with courage, because he was a man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he only feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made his way to the court of this tyrant king, and with great bravery he simply said to him, "O king, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." People who are tyrants, people who are accustomed to sin, hard-hearted people, merciless people, they often ignore advice given to them. And this was the case for this king. When he heard, or when he saw this man has come to me out of nowhere and is telling me to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or fear Allah, this king showed his arrogance and showed his anger. He was enraged. He said to him, in this state of rage, he disrespected Uqayb and he said to him, "O dog, who are you to tell me to fear Allah? Who are you? You're such a lowly person. You're a nobody. And you're telling me to fear Allah. I will punish you in a way that no one has been punished before. I will punish you in such a way to make you an example." Uqayb was seized, and it was decided by the tyrant king that he would be skinned from head to toe. His skin would be removed from his flesh forcefully while he is awake. So they began removing his skin forcefully. They began from his feet, and when they reached his stomach, a cry of agony was heard. And as you know, when someone is in pain or the pain is intense, without intention, sometimes it's just a response of a natural response of a person. The kind of agony that he was going through, it was only understandable that at some point he would respond in some way. So there was a cry of agony. When this cry of agony was heard, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reached him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "O Uqayb, be patient. We shall take you out of the home of sadness and grief and make you enter a home of comfort and ease. We shall take you out of this narrow, dark world and place you in the vast paradise." When he heard this message, he maintained his patience and he became silent. When those tyrants reached his face, meaning they were pulling his skin off his flesh, again, an unintentional cry of agony was heard. Again, a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reached him. This time the message was, "O Uqayb, the inhabitants of the earth and heavens are crying due to your agony. The angels are inclined to you. If you speak again," meaning if any sound comes from you again, "I shall punish this nation. I shall punish these people." Again, Uqayb, he became silent because he thought about the fact that his nation or his people may be punished too. So he remained silent and the skin was removed completely. Soon after he passed away, he departed from this world. The example of Uqayb is a moving example. We must ask ourselves this question: what is stopping us from following the religion? Are we being forced to abandon the religion? Are we being punished, persecuted, tortured for saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are we being punished, physically tortured, for expressing an affiliation to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Our pious predecessors, the believers of previous nations, they left us such powerful examples that our heads drop in shame. Despite the sacrifices of these people, we cannot even wake up in the morning to pray. Despite the sacrifices of our pious predecessors, we cannot be punctual in our prayers. Considering all the sacrifices of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we cannot simply be patient when we're fasting. Steadfastness despite oppression. Steadfastness despite suffering. Steadfastness despite difficulties. This should be something which we inscribe within our hearts. I'd like to share with you another very powerful example of steadfastness. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that a man from the Israelites he set off for on a journey. And he left his mother, his wife, and his children behind. Unfortunately, his mother had evil intentions, and she lied to his wife, saying that your husband has divorced you. When the wife was told that her husband had divorced her, obviously this was a lie, but she believed what she was told, and she realized that she had to go back, go to her parents, she had to separate. So the woman took her two children, she began living with her parents. The area where her parents were living, in that area there was a tyrant ruler, and he had this strange rule that the people are not allowed to give any food to the poor. Meaning if any poor person comes to the door, they are not permitted to give them any food or any aid or any provision. This was one of the strange rules that this tyrant king had. One day while she was preparing the bread, there was a knock on the door, and it was a very poor person. He expressed that he wanted some food, and she said, "Do you not know that there is a rule in this area? The king has a rule that if anyone, the poor are not to be helped." But the man said, I'm dying, I'm very hungry, and he expressed his desperation. Being soft-hearted, the woman gave two pieces of bread. When he left, he was caught by soldiers. The soldiers questioned him, and after interrogating him, they found out that he was given this bread by this particular woman. So they came and they arrested her, or they took her to the king. The king, being a tyrant, being merciless, cut off both of her hands. And when she left the palace, as she was leaving the palace, one of her sons fell into the water, into a river, and drowned. And the other one jumped into the water to save him. He also drowned. So she was sitting in a state of sadness, mourning about the death of her two sons, and also about her situation. An unknown individual approached her and said to her and asked her, "Why are you sitting here like this?" And she said that this is due to what I have faced. The man, he insisted that she tell him what had happened, and then she told him her story. This individual asked her, "What do you want? Do you want your hands back, or do you want your children back?" She said, "I want my children back." With the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that individual took both of her sons out of the water. They were living again. And with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she was able to regain her hands. Then that man said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered his mercy upon you, and he sent me to help you." He said, due to giving two pieces of bread to that very poor person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you your hands. And due to the compassion you felt for that poor individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned your sons to you. Then he instructed her and he told her, "Your husband has not divorced you, so go back to your home, for your husband has arrived from his journey. And his mother has passed away." So this woman was able to return to her home with her children after facing so much suffering and difficulty. Because of her generosity and because of her compassion for the poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded her, and she was able to live in peace with her husband. The examples of the people of the past are a means of inspiration for us. We as believers must remain steadfast. The problems that we face, or any suffering that we face, is nothing compared to what the believers of the past faced for their faith. It's nothing compared to the sacrifices given by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and our pious predecessors. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we remain steadfast upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We remain steadfast upon the Quran and Sunnah, the religion, and we inspire others to do the same. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts for Islam. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah, let us all reflect on